Mercury News sports columnist John Wilner thinks the chance of the Regents stepping in and ordering a voiding of the UCLA Big Ten deal is very low, but not zero. He doesn't get into the legal difficulties that would follow such a decision. Below is an excerpt. What do you think the chances are that the UC Regents prevent UCLA from moving to the Big Ten? There has been no change in our outlook since the mid-August meeting in which the Regents established the authority to squash the move. That would be a momentous step, not only for this specific situation but for other matters, athletic, academic, or otherwise, involving the 10 campuses in the UC system. I'd set the chances of a reversal at 10-15%, which isn't high but also isn't nothing. And that makes the situation worth monitoring. Any chance of the Pac-12 convincing USC and UCLA to reverse course and remain in the conference, especially with the new college football playoff format? This is a different question than the one addressed above. Would either school willingly opt to remain in the Pac-12? There is no chance USC has a change of heart. None. Zero. Zip. The Bruins would only change willingly if the Regents ordered them to subsidize Cal to such an extent, $10 million or more annually, that the move wasn't worthwhile financially. And in that event, it really wouldn't be a willing reversal. It's worth noting that Governor Newsom, who kicked off this brouhaha, has moved on to other issues in recent weeks: abortion, immigration, treatment of the mentally ill, climate change, etc. There hasn't been a peep from the governor since he appeared at the Regents behind closed doors in July. So, the political pressure to take drastic action seems to have faded.